broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
I cried a lot over this. I lost a lot of sleep over this.
The author described the child as kicking, swinging, his fist, and spitting on
work. I'm straight.
I'm gay.
I'm bisexual.
They want to keep oil, which I understand, flowing through their pipes.
Why did we buy Alaska in the 1950s?
Are you gay?
World famous Bill Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. News, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Every night we take you through the looking glass here, man, where truth is our bitch. What does that mean exactly? It means that we get where people are coming from. Sometimes they don't want to tell us, but we get it out of them anyway. We get it out of them anyway. And we also show you just exactly how, on any given day, how intelligent this country truly is and how well, we're dealing. Coming up in the next hour, not this hour, but next hour, I should say, is Dr. Ron Tarner, who is going to be looking at some poll numbers. In fact, that's all he's going to be looking at when it comes to the Tea Party. Dr. Tarner is a proponent of the conservative politics espoused by the Tea Party, and he's a big poll watcher. So we'll be talking to him. Police tase a 10-year-old kid who was acting up in a daycare center. And a story here about how bosses don't think April Fool is all that funny. I don't blame them. April Fool is not all that funny unless, well, maybe if times are a little bit better, it might be somewhat funny. And we'll talk here in a moment about the taser story. And also, Sarah Palin is going to be visiting a California State University campus. There's some students and some faculty there that don't want her. And I'm asking myself, how come? You know, because wait till you hear the name of the school. I mean, it's a California State University campus that even I had not heard of, and I've lived here my whole life. And I'd never heard of this school, Cal State. I mean, I heard of Cal State LA, Cal State San Diego, Cal State Chico, Cal State this, Cal State that. I never heard of Cal State Stanislaus. Cal State Sacramento. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, what's up?
Well, Pastor Rennick, he just want to know if the guy, the rope broke, and the guy...
Will you shut up about the rope breaking on the gardener?
Yeah, but that guy, the rope broke.
So the rope broke, man. Are you guys trying to tell me that because... you believe that story that they had a gardener at Joyful Union Congregation, and he was just happened to have a rope scar on his neck, and the rope broke so they couldn't hang him twice, and now he's out there mowing lawns? That's straight out of that movie she was talking about.
Yeah, you think she's, like, making it up?
Yeah, I know she's making it up. That Clara Bingham was last hour, folks. If you missed it, Clara is a teacher, and she said that she believes the devil is on her campus with the bullies. There isn't anything you can do about the devil. And to prove it, some gardener showed up with a rope scar on his neck, and she just knew he was a white man. He'd been hung, and the rope broke, and so he got away, and now he's working there. I mean, are they nuts down there? Are they nuts?
Yeah, Pastor Rennick, believe it.
That guy's kookier than all of them. Now, here's a story that always warms the cockles of, if you'll pardon the expression, my heart. It is a story of a mother banned from a school after a Nazi comment. Well, now... Nazi is pretty, it's a pretty easy resource. We always go to Nazi when we want to make that comparison to something negative. Here is a parent in Berks County, Pennsylvania. Now, if you're just joining the show, you probably don't know this. I don't have what one would call normal opinions about things. I don't think that they come from a negative place. They don't come from a hateful place. I know that. They don't come from a place that is angry or destructive. They come from a place that's just seen a little more of this world maybe than I want to see. And I've had to come to some conclusions that some people don't like. For instance, I'll give you a little taste of the taser. The kid that got tased, that's fine with me. That 10-year-old kid, that's cool with me. That's fine with me. Nothing wrong with that at all. I know there's people out there that think it's bad, and I don't take the opposite view as a knee-jerk thing. I've read enough of these taser stories. I'm getting sick of reading taser stories. If newspaper and television and radio reporters can go out and get themselves tased as part of a report on tasers, and they go, well, watch, I'll get tased to show you what happens. And the guy's, and then he's back on the job the next day. Rick Sanchez just got tased. Some old bag in Texas got tased. Then the 10-year-old kid getting tased is fine with me.
Think the kid's going to survive.
Yeah, he'll survive. The minute one of them croaks, though, and there have been those cases, In any event, that's kind of how I think. And when it comes to parents and when it comes to schools, I always generally side with the school and the teachers. Why do I do that? Is it because I'm a bastard, because I'm a pinko, queer Democrat? Well, if you want to think that, but may I give you the reason? The reason is because they're the experts. They know how to teach kids. They've been doing it. They've taken their education in it. Are they perfect? No. Do they make mistakes? Yes. Excuse me, but the mistakes our teachers make with our kids, they pale in comparison to the mistakes that parents make with kids. I mean, we've got parents as well as teachers, but we have parents by the bushel that are criminal in their intent toward their kids. So I do take the side of teachers. I'm sorry. It's not that I dislike parents. I've seen great ones. But I see just enough of the bad in a lot of parents to say, I'm going with the school on this one. And this is no exception here. There's a woman in Berks County, Pennsylvania, and she's not going to get to see her sweet little snookums graduate. Why is that? Because she got up into the face of the administrators at the school. And why is that? Because snookums got put into detention. And you know what? She was all pissed off that he got put in detention. She didn't think he should have been in detention. But then after he got into detention, she had a new problem. And the new problem was she didn't like the way that they were in detention, right? And so she went in and confronted them about that. And while she was confronting them about that, then she went off on them being concentration camp guards. And they finally said, you know what? You're not coming to your son's graduation. How do you feel about that? Because you're a threat to our teachers here. Now, you're going to hear the lady's story, and I'll let you make up your own mind, but you're going to hear my opinion, too. Her name is Maureen Coleman, and she lives in Berks County, Pennsylvania, and she's going to miss out on Snookum's graduation because she used the word, I don't know if she used the word Nazi, but she said, she claims all she said was that the detention at the school is like a concentration camp, like a concentration camp. You know, one of these days, we're going to have to sit people down that use that willy-nilly and tell them exactly what happened in concentration camps so you will be rest assured, man, that detention in Berks County, Pennsylvania ain't nothing like that. She says, I want to go see my son's graduation. I want to sit there with a smile. Well, no, you don't get to. The problem began for the mom when her son, Austin, was given an hour of detention for taking a picture of a friend in the cafeteria in September of 2009. Austin claims he was allowed to take pictures around the school for a digital photography class, but nonetheless, he was disciplined. After finding out about the detention, Maureen says she grabbed the school's student handbook, grabbed it. You could just see her. Austin's in detention? Let me have that handbook. You know, she's all set to cause more problems than they even need, right? Oh, boy, who is it? It's that Coleman broad. What do you want me to do? I'll take it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. He was taking the picture. After finding out about the detention, Maureen says she grabbed the school's handbook to read up on their policy for camera use on school grounds. The handbook clearly states text messaging, taking photos and videos, and other uses of the cell phone during the school day are strictly prohibited, right? Right. But she said there's no mention of digital photography or camcorders or their use for school projects. Well, as if you're reading the penal code for the state of Pennsylvania, as if you are reading out of the Constitution, guess what? Rules and regulations subject to the interpretation of the teacher, the safety of the students, and the discipline and the academic atmosphere. How do you like them apples, huh? Yes, ma'am, you can. Yeah. All right, here is Maureen Coleman. She tells NBC Television in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia. She's talking to NBC TV in Philadelphia. What led to her being banned from the school?
I wanted to know why in detention do these kids have to sit for an hour or two with their hands completely folded in front of them, not allowed to do any homework, not allowed to work on their laptop, not allowed to talk or look in any direction but forward.
Right.
To me, that was like being in a Nazi concentration camp.
Oh.
At that point, the assistant principal jumped out of her chair and accused me of calling the principal a Nazi. I never said that.
No, but you were stupid. That's basically it. Concentration camp, Nazi, same thing. And for you to even go there, first of all, you didn't think your kid deserved detention. Now when you find out your kid's got detention, now you got a new problem. You just got a problem, don't you there, Maureen? Here she is saying that she's sorry.
I do think I've paid the fine. I did what they asked of me. I stayed away from the school.
Burn in hell.
I went to the magistrate. I'm sorry for what I said. I didn't mean for those words to come out, but I just felt
naturally,
for the kids.
Naturally.
And my heart's breaking. That's pretty much where I am, and I'm very sad.
All right, now Coleman, after figuring that she's gotten the sympathy of the TV crew, which she didn't, she explains how she's reacting now that she's been banned from her son's graduation.
I cried a lot over this. I lost a lot of sleep over this. I lost a lot of weight over this.
Hey.
It breaks my heart. This is my baby. It's a milestone in his life. I want to be there for him. Mm-hmm. I want to see my son graduate.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, but you know what else?
Blah, blah, blah.
Here's
blah,
a good
blah.
News for you. That's the Maureen Coleman diet, see? It's called be a jackball, lose 20 pounds, just like that, huh? That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, she should have known that you'd call somebody a Nazi.
Well, she didn't say Nazi, man, but she did say concentration camp. She said concentration camp.
What's the difference, man? It's the same damn thing.
All right, Representative Hank Johnson, this cat's from Georgia. Now, he said that he thought that Guam would capsize in the ocean. Now, I understand. He explained this comment. Let's see if it adds up. Hank Johnson, he is a representative from Georgia, and he said that he thought Guam was in danger of capsizing if you put too many troops on the island. Did he mean literally, or was he being figurative in terms of population density and population dispersal, and I don't know. But we'll hear about that. Also, we have students at a college that no one has ever heard of. They're upset that they're going to get a superstar, Sarah Palin, to speak on their campus. So, you know, whatever really cool kind of currency you can get from that, you guys at Stanislaus, you don't want it, huh? All right. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. This is the world famous...
Blah, 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 blah.
Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. You know, there's so many things, I hate to say this, but there are so many things that come true daily in the news that we talked about on this show 2 years ago. People today, I heard them say, this Obama, why, is he some kind of a conservative? And remember when we said that he was going to piss off more people in the Democratic Party than he would Republicans? And remember when we said that he was far more pragmatic than he was ideological? And remember when we said, this was during the campaign, the man had just said he's going to drill for oil offshore. And we said, there were a lot of things we said about Obama that have come true, and the reactions to him have come true, and the position of the left and the progressives that was so supportive of Obama has shifted now. They're sort of on unsure footing. They're not sure what they should be. For instance, the other day, Code Pink attacked Karl Rove, and in the indictment that was read from the stage, that woman sounded like she was going to start crying. This is Code Pink now saying, and you outed a CIA agent? When did Code Pink start worrying about CIA agents being outed? You guys are fans of the CIA? Maybe they can go and recruit in Berkeley, because the Marines aren't allowed to since you guys showed up on the scene. So it's a confusing world, isn't it? I personally chalk it up very simply to the generation, the mantle of power that has been passed to the generation known as the baby boomers. This is a overindulged, and let's just think of one thing here, excuse me. I don't want to be too harsh, but when you look at a crowd of Tea Party people, just remember, 40 years ago, there was a lot of acid being dropped by probably a lot of people in that crowd at a lot of concerts with a lot of loud music and a lot of sunstroke. And,
oh, God, what do you say? They're all, like, getting flashback and everything?
Yeah, are you saying that, yeah, is their chromosome damaged or something like that?
I'm not saying their chromosomes are damaged. I'm just telling you, the Tea Party is the result of a baby boomer generation, overindulged, spoiled rotten, really never had to struggle, with the exception of the generation that went to Vietnam, many of them who enlisted, many of them who were drafted, so that's in and of itself is a social experiment. This is a generation that never had to fight for a thing. And now there they are squealing at the age of 60, 65, with three-cornered hats, with their chromosomes all banged up from all of that LSD-25 they were sucking on in that orange sunshine.
God, man, I never heard of anybody break it down like that. That's pretty interesting.
Thank you very much, bud. Now, why do I bring all of that up? I bring it up because we are in such confused times. We aren't sure whether this is the this and the that is the that and what's up and what's down. And is Obama a socialist or is he a big oil guy, you know? Well, there are some things that we need to just straighten out. And one of them is a story here. And I'm not kidding about this either. Here's another one of these stories that confuses us. A 10-year-old child was tased by police officers in Indiana, Martinsville, Indiana. Two police officers who've been suspended, by the way, for reportedly using a stun gun on a 10-year-old. The kid had gotten out of control. This was the second time that the police had been called to this daycare facility called Tender Teddies. Tender Teddies. Get a load of that.
Yeah, they tendered up the teddy with a
stun gun or something. Thank you, Robert, for finishing his sentence.
Well, I'm going to do it.
God almighty, spit it out, Jack.
I said.
No, you don't want to.
No, I said. They tenderized it.
Yeah, okay, great. They tenderized it. Anyway, the Tender Teddy's Daycare Center called the coppers out because this 10-year-old kid was at it again. Get a load of the name of one of these cops, by the way. Captain William Jennings. If it was Brian, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Officer Darren Johnson arrived at the scene along with Captain William Jennings Bryan. I just want to call him that, but it is. And they found a kid to be combative. They slapped him. They slugged him. They threw him off a roof, and then they finally had to tase his ass. And I say good for them. No, they didn't throw him off of anything, but they did have to tase him. The boy weighs 94 pounds. He received two marks on his arm where Jennings used the gun. And guess what? He's not going to have any long lasting effects. Is it child abuse? No. This is the second time these guys have been called. When the cops show up, daycare is over. Now, that doesn't mean that they turn into the Tonton Macoot. It doesn't mean that they are now the Savak working for the Shah of Iran. It means that they're American police officers, and they have been called out to a situation. Daycare's over, okay? Romper room's over, and there's no more Snuggy Bear, and there ain't no more Sesame Street. It's a cop that's on the scene. What do you need? Well, we have a child. Now, you understand that I don't have a degree in putting kids to bed with a nap and a bottle, okay? I'm a cop. And if it's bad enough to call the cops, you understand, it's bad enough to call. Well, the police could have done this, that, and something else. Really? Could they? Do you know why tasers were introduced into the arsenal, if you will, of how police officers respond? Because we didn't want them choking people to death. We didn't want them using that chokehold. We didn't want them using that billy stick. We didn't want them using deadly force. We have gradually refined and refined over the years how cops respond to situations so we wouldn't be faced with all of these civil suits, these unreasonable, atrocious deaths and injuries. We wanted to, you know, protect as well as we could the suspect. And today, what do we got? Well, you know, he bruised her. Oh, well, excuse me, man. It's like when we talked to Amy Goodman from NPR. She got popped up in St. Paul. She caused her own arrest, and she knows it. She wanted to get busted. The cops put the cuffs on her, and what's her beef? Oh, well, they put the handcuffs on me really roughly. Have you ever been arrested before, Goodman? Do you understand that sometimes that happens? Now, this is a 10-year-old boy. Did they need to use the taser? These guys have been suspended. And I recognize that probably there is some departmental policy. I'm going to tell you something. If you don't want cops doing what they do, then I say you don't send them out to a daycare center. He's a 10-year-old kid. Are you saying that these daycare workers don't know how to handle a 10-year-old child? They have to send the police? If you send the police are going to do what the police do. If you're saying as a daycare center, I can't handle this kid, why is that? Because he's nuts. Well, how old is he? He's 10. He weighs 94 pounds. You can't handle a kid like that? Well, he's out of control. He's combative. I got to call the police. Well, here we come. Here is Chief John Davis, though. He's the chief of police there. He spoke to reporters about the incident.
The officer described the child as kicking, swinging his fist, and spitting on workers. The officers told the child several times to calm down and attempt to restrain the child themselves. Captain Jennings was alleged to have struck the child in the mouth with an open hand.
All right.
In a further attempt to de-escalate the situation, Officer Johnson administered a dry stun with his taser to the child's left arm.
And now these two cops are out suspended, and I know everybody is, there's nobody that agrees with me. And I understand that. And everyone's, oh, that's terrible, a child. A child. Well, a child? Maybe, I know it's a child, but a child that they had to call the cops to help subdue. Well, why couldn't the cops just grab the kid and do the thing? And they, a lot of this has to do with protecting that child from even further injury, as well as injuring perhaps people around him. All right, coming up, I don't know, you know, but to me, I just, when I read the 10-year-old kid was tased, I thought, yeah, I think I'll agree with that.
Yeah, it's a good position.
Thank you. All right, perhaps it's trendy and cool. Now actress Anna Paquin says she's bisexual, whatever.
Phil Hendry.
Way more interesting stories than that. Coming up on the Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Number is 877-876-PHIL. And our website is philhendryshow.com. Now, we direct your attention to our website because this is the perfect companion to the Phil Hendry Show radio program. Because not only do we have a radio program, we also have a live video and audio stream every night. Right now, it is online. And you can watch how we do the show.
You belched.
Man, you got to point it out.
So I belched, man. Did you have to, like Robert said, point it out? pardon me, folks. It's Diet Pepsi. So if you go to the Phil Hendry Show website, and you can put down my iPhone, bud. Otherwise, you're going to break it.
I'm just looking at it.
Just put it down. You're going to see our live video and audio streaming. You're also going to see our Fresh Phil files, which is our recent shows, our podcasts, our video casts. We have a five-day video archive. You can go over to Classic Phil and listen to our classic radio shows going all the way back to 1996. There's a complete list of all of our affiliates. By the way, welcome aboard. Detroit's AM 1310 WDTW. We are very, very grateful to have our show on in Detroit. And there's also a backstage login, sign up, and a help page. You can also see our news feed and lots of things to do. You may be listening to us on a Phil Hendry Show radio affiliate, but that's only part of the story. When the show goes off the air at night, be aware of the fact you can go download our show and listen to it again if you missed it all. You can go watch the video in the archive again if you'd like to. And, you know, check out our show log as well. We log everything that happened in each show right there on our news feed. So it's at philhendryshow.com. We hope you guys can join us over there. 877-876-PHIL. Hank Johnson worries that Guam could capsize after a marine buildup. Now, this sounds pretty goofy. He is a congressman from the state of Georgia, Mr. Johnson is. And Representative Johnson was raising some eyebrows with a comment he made about the U.S. territory of Guam during a House Armed Services Committee hearing last week. It's just now hitting the web because maybe at the time nobody thought it was all that weird. Maybe they got what he was saying at the time, but people on the web think it sounds pretty goofy. In a discussion regarding a planned military buildup on the Pacific Island, Johnson expressed some concern about the plans to Admiral Robert Willard, who's the head of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. And Representative Johnson said, "My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated it will tip over and capsize." And the admiral said, "We don't anticipate that." Johnson released a statement on Thursday saying that he was joking, according to CNN. Let's listen to Representative Congressman Johnson speaking here to Admiral Willard.
"I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?"
"I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like."
"Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize."
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
All right. Now, people believe that he was serious. I cannot believe that he was serious. I cannot. I'm sorry. I can't. How can? I just don't believe it. Now, he did release a statement, his office said, "The subtle humor of this obviously metaphorical reference to a ship capsizing illustrated my concern about the impact of the planned military buildup on this small tropical island. Online pundits have wasted no time lampooning the congressman for his remarks. Presumably, when you're the head guy of a major fleet for a big-time Navy, you've got plenty of other ways of filling your time other than reassuring congressmen on whether miscellaneous landmasses, blah, 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 said Mark Stein in the National Review Online. See, Stein, in this case, doesn't get it. Johnson may not have the greatest sense of humor, but he was trying to make a joke. He was trying to make a joke. And it was so badly delivered, and by that, he didn't say, you know what, Admiral, I'm only kidding. The blog Left Coast Rebel said, call it a new low, a new tipping point, even in the halls of Congress, if you will. According to The Hill, a spokesman for Johnson responded to the incident by saying the congressman is concerned the influx of military personnel will overwhelm the island's infrastructure and ecosystem. If Johnson's remarks were meant figuratively, he did have a legitimate point. The United States plans to have to move thousands of Marines and their families, 8,000 people in all, to the small island of Guam, which has a current population of about 180,000. So the congressman very badly was saying, you know, you're going to put so many people in there, they're going to tip the island over. Now, there are people that really want to believe this guy is that stupid, and they can if they'd like. It does fill up some time when you're, you know, when you're writing for the National Review and you don't have anything to write about, and you and all you can think to do is rip Obama a new ass. And I, you know, I'm through on this radio show. I'm through trying to get people to think logically or think sensibly. I'm done. I'm finished because I know a lot of people do, but I know also that the most rancorous and most vocal of my listeners are the people who will come with this. Why don't you say something bad about Obama for a change? You know, I'm not interested in impressing some dumbass who is not interested in truth. All he wants me to do is rip Obama. I'm not interested in impressing stupid people like that. I'm no more interested in that than I was interested in impressing imbeciles that didn't get the challenges that George Bush faced. Today, the name George Bush is the punchline and the joke, right? And so it would be a lot easier for me just to say, like everybody else, that Bush, what a real... I'm not going to do it. I don't particularly see a president, when I look at George Bush, I don't see a president that was all that inept. I'm sorry. And I can argue until the cows come home with anybody about that. Now, Obama, I'm giving him the same break. Today, we see that the man has approved oil drilling. And in an effort to make themselves look smart, guys like, well, my very close personal friend Sean Hannity on the right, and over on the left, the jackasses at Daily Coast and wherever, they're all scrambling to try to figure that one out. Here's the number one excuse that the conservatives are giving. Oh, well, you know, Obama's extending a hand to the conservatives. Were you guys deaf, dumb, as well as blind during the campaign when he said he was going to be open to drilling? Was I the only guy that heard that? I know I wasn't the only guy that heard that. And the progressives... Well, it's off the coast of Virginia, and it's really not California. But by the same token, boy, this guy is really, I mean, he's really turning into what are they calling him now? A demo con or some jazz like that?
Yeah, a dino.
What's a dino?
A dino is like a Democrat in name only. Is that what I mean?
Well, you know what? All of you progressives can shove that up your you-know-what, too, okay? This guy was talking oil drilling during the campaign. You must be dumber than you look. You must be dumber than you people look. He was talking about it. It pissed him off then. Did you think he was kidding? Did you think that they were kidding when he said, well, I don't want to get into it, man. And you know, but you know, one of the reasons why I do repeat these points is you got to keep repeating the same thing over and over and over again for it to get through to people. Here is Dylan Radigan, who is an idiot, okay? He's the guy that was calling Obama a dino, or a dino, whatever the hell it is. I always thought dino was that...
Yeah, like a pet, the pet dog of the Flintstones.
Wasn't a dog.
Yeah, it was.
It was a dinosaur. Anyway, here is Dylan Radigan.
And the special interests giving that money stand to make a small fortune if the drilling is opened up, and yet the amount made available to us to reduce our dependence on foreign energy would not come online for at least 5 to 10 years, and even if we got all of it, might give you a year's worth of oil. This is a fraud. So why is Democrat Obama proposing a plan? Sure, the oil companies will grin, but... Is it yet another false solution? Is a pattern emerging? His
pattern emerged. Are you an idiot? He said during the campaign he was going to do this. He said that we have to be open to these options. Jesus, you know, Rattigan, ever since you... I think you're going to win the new award there at MSNBC as the most irritating jackass they've hired since David Schuster. Honest to God. You are the most shrill imbecile I think that they have hired. You know, Oberfuhrer, let's face it, he's kicks now. You know, we got to have fun with Oberfuhrer. I mean, just the fact of that guy's existence makes you want to laugh. And Matthews, whatever. But you, Rattigan, you are the epitome of television punditry. You are the absolute epitome of it, man. When you sit there with that curly Q hairdo of yours, man, I want to go in there with like a pitchfork and just mess your hair up. Not hurt you, necessarily.
No, a pitchfork, man. Another one for the fire.
Another one for the fire.
What I mean, man.
All right. I don't even know why I'm playing this audio, man. We weren't going to go here with this, okay? But I have to talk about this since we were, I don't know what, you know, onto something. Oh, yeah, Hank Johnson. I think Johnson was kidding, and I think it was a very badly delivered thing. But, you know, we got into Obama, and the reason why people want to think, because it's going to keep you in line. It's going to keep your thinking. It's going to keep your club membership in the Tea Party or the progressives. It's going to keep it alive, and you're going to be all... But you, Rattigan, you are the epitome of the rank amateur broadcaster. You're the epitome of the rank amateur commentator. You are the epitome of the guys out there who want to make this more complicated than it really is. So you can seem like, wow, look at this, Charles Krauthammer with a curly Q hairdo, man. Charles Krauthammer without the wheelchair. Woo, yeah. You are brilliant. Is this an evolution? So what is this about? Is he inexorably heading towards something? Well, this is what he said in the campaign, Dylan. What do you think of that, huh? I swear to God, man, if you give me one of those shows and I would clear, I'd clear the air in 24 hours. I'd kick all her asses. But I don't have the time, man, you know.
Yeah.
I got to go. Tomorrow I'm going to go back out and try surfing for the first time in a few years. All right. We'll be right back, or are we going to be right back? Do we have the story about Sarah Palin? You know, I've got this audio, and I might as well play the rest of it, Rance. Who's this guy dancing? Who is this jackass? Who's this dancing guy? Because I'm going to play the rest of this. Yeah, is this Ted Danson? On what show? Is he on MSNBC? Oh, my, he's on CNN. Get a load of this. Now we're going to, now we hear from Dylan Rattigan. I don't know what he was doing, man. I think this Rattigan was skinning carrots before he got on here at MSNBC. Now we're going to hear from Ted Danson on oil drilling.
So if you continue to drill oil and go in that direction, it's completely the wrong symbol. It is not signal. It is not
signal.
Job-wise smart. A study from the University of Massachusetts said $1 million if you invested into clean energy creates three times the amount of jobs than if you invested into oil.
Uh-huh. Well, is that the University of Massachusetts, huh?
They want to keep oil, which I understand, flowing through their pipes. I totally get that. But it does not make sense job-wise. It does not make sense for the environment. It does not make any sense. And I find this... Not President Obama, but the argument drill, baby, drill is cynical because it will make about...
Oh, well, it's not President Obama. Why not President Obama? You know what? You're a candy ass too, Danson. And you don't know your numbers any better than you know how to drill. And the fact of the matter remains, cynical is this. Oh, you know what? We just don't have the time because we should go green. Meanwhile, the United States is engaged in a blood feud down there in the Middle East trying to keep the oil flowing while we come up with the groovy-ass green jobs and the groovy-ass green energy. The United States is involved in all kinds of backstairs deals and muddy and dirty and rotten diplomacy that we've been engaged in for decades in the Middle East to keep the energy that we've relied on for decades flowing to the United States. That's cynical, man, saying that I'm not going to drill for oil in the United States, but I sure as hell pump that Middle East stuff. I'll keep pumping that into my car while I sit around and I kind of formulate what I want to do with the green. How green would I like to be? How green was my valley? So we're not going to drill for any American oil. That is just so cynical. Well, what kind of oil do you use in your car there? Good looking, huh? Is it come out of the Middle East? You better believe it. Or maybe you're breaking it down. How much is from the Middle East, Venezuela, Canada, etc.? Are you sure? You sure your hands are clean? So while the United States, and of course those very same people, when you point that out to them, they'll say this: well, we don't have to be in the Middle East. We didn't have to be involved in all that stuff. No, you're right. We didn't have to do any of that stuff. We don't have to have petroleum based. We don't have to have internal combustion engines either. I suppose way back when we should have just gone ahead with the Stanley steamer like we should have, but we didn't, did we? Well, that was the mistake we made. And I guess if we put Danson and the rest of these jackasses in charge of all of this stuff, man, we'd be living in Disneyland today. Somehow I don't think so. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Coming back, we have Sarah Palin visiting a California State University campus, and they say, get out of here. We don't need you. We don't need you city folk around here. Also, that Kansas doctor has been given a life term in prison. Not that anybody cares. In fact, that's the only mention of that I'm going to make tonight on the show. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show coming up later on. Dr. Ron Tarner, and he's got the numbers that prove the American people are ready, set, and ready to rock and roll and throw Obama out of the White House. Coming up at the Phil Hendry Show. Fuck that other guy, man.
What a guy.
Phil Hendry Drill.
Yeah, he said drill for drill, baby drill.
Phil. Hey, iPhone, you know how I was singing your praises about 4 or 5 days ago? Now I think you suck. Only because I can't upload a photo of Michelle Bachmann to our website because I saw her picture and I was thinking of General Galen Shaw, you know?
Yeah, he thinks she's beautiful. What'd you find?
It's a picture of Michelle Bachmann. She was on the Sean Hannity show. And I got it, and I took the picture, and I was going to upload it to the Phil Hendry Show website, but right now iPhone is being recalcitrant, okay? So you cats better start squaring some things away over there at Apple, man, before you start counting your next billion. Just square a couple of things away. Just how about this? When you sell an iPhone, make sure everything works. That'd be nice. 877-876-PHIL. Planned protest at CSU stirs, you know... Anyway, here it is. Planned Sarah Palin CSU speech stirs California protest. A controversy is erupting over Sarah Palin's June speaking engagement at a campus of the California State University system. A student protest group and other critics want the university to reveal how much they're paying her, which they suspect might be more than $100,000. A professor has started a Facebook gripe group, and a state senator is pressuring university officials to disclose Ms. Palin's compensation or be prosecuted under state law. Now, it is true the California State University system is broke, and that is not because the California State University system doesn't know what to do with its money. It's because the state of California is broke. The state of California doesn't know what to do with its money. California State Universities and the UC campuses were doing fine, but the state of California that surrounds them and upon which they sit doesn't know how to run its finances. And therefore, what has been a glowing example of public education in the world, the UC campus system, as well as the California State University system, is now a big fat joke. So in a lot of ways, I understand what those students and the faculty up there are saying. If you've got Sarah Palin coming to campus, that's fine. $100K, you know, when we're talking about giving out bonuses to guys that ain't doing much, and I'm not saying that Sarah Palin is not a great person to have speak on campus. I'm saying, can they really afford it? $100,000 is $100,000, like the man said. You know, that can go a long way toward a lot of things. However, this is political. This does not have anything to do with the money. I mean, if they were having someone more to their liking, they'd all be jumping up and down and just loving on each other, right? No, this has to do with Sarah Palin, and they don't dig her, okay? And some dumbass professor. And, you know, see, if you guys were talking finances and you were talking strictly the economics of this, I'd be on your side. But since you're strictly a political fight for you guys, you can all just go ahead and rot. How about that? And by the way, Cal State Stanislaus, nobody's ever heard of you. And maybe you like it that way. But the fact that you are creating this beef makes it sound like you don't, you know, you sound like a bunch of hicks. Where is Stanislaus anyway, man?
It's up near Turlock.
Turlock? Turlock?
Yeah.
That's in the San Joaquin. That's in the middle of farm country.
Yeah, man. All them farmers up there, they want Palin. She's a farmer's friend.
She is the farmer's friend. Why wouldn't you want to have her up there in Turlock? Sarah Palin is the Jolly Green Giant's friend. Anyway, the CSU speech held at the Stanislaus campus in Turlock will celebrate the university's 50th year. CSU officials have publicly stated they cannot release Palin's compensation due to a confidentiality term to her contract. Well, Governor Palin, you may want to say to them, you know what, go ahead and release it. Or otherwise try to defuse this, because you understand, Governor, that we don't have a whole lot of bread here, just like all the states don't have a whole lot of bread. And I'm just saying, I'm taking this from an economic thing. Forget about whether or not it's a political fight. How much are they paying you? Because I wouldn't dig it. I don't care who it was. If it was Sarah Palin, if it was, Dennis Kucinich, if they're paying you guys too much money, as in we ain't got it, we're California, we're broke, then that's where that's at. As a political fight, though, you people up in Stanislaus, man, or better known as Turlock, figure it out, okay? Get a little bit of, get some love, get some headlines. Don't worry about it. Don't turn the whole thing into a cluster, you know what, if you don't have to. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Coming up, Dr. Ron Tarner joins us to talk about what it is the American people truly want. Where are the American people with this health care and this Obama and all of this falderall? We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.